possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Old friends in the studio here right now.
There's a little advice I was just throwing out. Advice for young people that might one day have a job.
Yes.
Hopefully almost all of you.
Yep.
Unless you're some trust fund kid. Go do you. But never, ever, ever, ever forget that your job is to make revenue for your company.
Yes.
And some people forget that sometimes.
In
and
the
they start
end.
Thinking like, I want the company to be sure that I'm being fulfilled in every single way. Your job is to make money for the company.
If they tell you you're being measured by any other metric, that may very well be true, but the primary metric is cost.
All that other good stuff, the foo-foo, feel-good stuff, it's all good. Yes, and that helps you ultimately
profit, make
more money for the company.
Cheddar.
You're going to be judged, and they'll have checklists and score ratings and all of these other things. At the end of the day, they want to know, is this guy actually helping our company
That's
make money?
That's right. Lettuce.
Yes.
Cheddar. Scarole.
Yeah.
It's all code for money. Hey, speaking of old friends, look who's on the hotline right here. Joining us right now, he is the new co-host of the Scoop City podcast for The Athletic with Diana Rossini and Chase Daniel. Of course, Houstonians remember him from his time covering the Texans for CSN Houston and also his time with the NFL Network. Our good friend James Palmer joining us. James, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, boys. I'm a little upset, though. I should have had Seth on speakerphone with my son sitting here before he starts seventh grade just to let him get in the right mindset of what's to come and what he needs to accomplish here.
That's right.
You know, he's a constant danger of becoming a Marxist or something. We need James Palmer. James did that for me. I was during COVID. I was speaking at an alumni thing for the football team, like a career day type thing, but it was via Zoom at Cornell. And what I did was I had James Palmer and I had Ross Tucker and I had another couple of people just do little 1 minute videos giving advice to the youth. And it was thank you, James, for doing that.
Oh, nice. So James, what was your advice to the youth? Do you remember that? Or if not, just make something up right now. What did you tell Seth?
Well, I told him really, which is funny because this now is coming full circle. I remember my specific minute video was essentially, it comes down to cost. Are you making the company money? That's the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing.
If you're making them cheddar,
lettuce.
I think I said even, which is lettuce also. I said it all, which is weird. So like he must have watched the video again this morning like he usually does to get a date.
For inspiration. Yeah,
I put a musical bed underneath it, and it's even better. That was I like the part where you told everybody not to worry so much about ethics because, again, remember, it's about the money.
Yeah, it's about entertainment. We're in an entertainment business. Yeah, values, ethics, come on.
Yeah.
Journalism?
James Palmer joining us. James, it's been fun watching you over the last year or so kind of, you know, I guess kind of take your game in a different direction here. And this is a big one here. This Scoop City podcast is a big deal with Diana Rossini and Chase Daniel. Tell us about that opportunity. We'll talk some NFL here in just a second, but congrats on that, and just give us a little insight as to what the next chapter is here for you.
Well, appreciate it. Yeah, this is going to be a blast. I mean, I kind of jumped at the opportunity because I think, I mean, if you don't subscribe to The Athletic, now I sound like a company man. You're really not getting, I think, all the NFL, you know, coverage you can get. I pretty much read it front to back, old newspaper term, pretty much every day. I love the writers. I have so many of them are really good friends. I mean, my buddy Mike Silver came over from NFL Network. I think he's still one of the best NFL writers in football. Jordan Rodriguez, outstanding. Like, they just cover it so well, and they're such a great reputation, and the chance to, you know, jump on with them as they look to get more involved in podcasts and video, and you see this happening with a lot of print places. SI's doing it. Like, just seeing the value in that. And so I've known both of them and Diana and Chase for so long. And so just the opportunity to work with people that I know well, want to talk football, want to have fun. It's been a blast. But then, you know, during this year, like Steve Smith and I created a show, and we're still going to be doing that moving forward. And so getting a chance to do, you know, insider work for Bleacher Report and just all these different places I can kind of like wear different hats, be a different host, reporter, insider, analyst. Just knowing this league and the way I've covered it over the last decade has been super fun, and now getting a chance to do it in a bunch of different platforms, I think that's kind of really appealing to me, is being able to go to all these spots. But The Athletic's going to be a blast. We have such a great stable of writers that are going to be jumping on there. Like, I'm doing an interview with Mike Sando coming up today about his quarterback tiers.
Yeah, we did that earlier. We hit that earlier in the show. Yeah.
And so I'm gonna find out what was on the editing room floor, guys. You know, see what was not in a piece, which I don't know. It's so long. I don't know if there's anything left.
Well, it's always, you know, there's stuff that ends up on the editing room floor because you don't want to become a Nolan Naraki. So you gotta, like, there's always a lot of more information out there that. Well, and one thing about James, and this is where it's relevant to the Texans, is I do think from the very beginning, when I first knew you at CSN Houston, I was impressed by, I think you just have a certain relatability, and I think because we were joking about ethics earlier, you are very careful, I think, to always do right by the athletes that you're covering, and you try to approach it with a journalistic integrity that maybe it's not the standard in some parts of the business anymore. So I really enjoy when you write about the Texans or when you report about the Texans, it's usually something that you've been very careful about, but that it is meaningful. And I say all that to preface just like, what's the scuttlebutt, or what are you feeling about Nick Caley, CJ Stroud, everything around the Texans so far this offseason?
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of a team that's going under the radar, and I'm not entirely sure why. Like, nationally, I do think, obviously, people are scratching their head and go, all right, what's with the offensive line? Because you mentioned the two guys that are a big part of that offense, and Nick and CJ. But obviously, it doesn't really work if you didn't fix the offensive line. I honestly think if I call around, the majority of people would tell me that it's one of the most important, I don't know, decisions, position groups to figure out in the entire league. Because I think a lot does hinge on them. Because I think – when I say they're going under the radar, it's kind of like they're not getting the attention during camp because there's these other massive storylines, whether it's Shador Sanders or it's Matthew Stafford's back, or, you know, these rookie quarterbacks, or the Broncos are getting a ton of love right now because Sean Payton's really pushing that narrative out there. I think people forget how they finished the season with the injuries that they had. And I was at that game in Kansas City that, like, they gave them a run for their money in the postseason. And this is a team that when you ask people in the know, it's they have a really good general manager. They have a really good young head coach. They have a quarterback that in a lot of people's minds is a top 10 player and probably wasn't done right by the way this offense went in year two. I think there's a lot of high expectations by certain people. I just don't think they're being spoken about enough.
James Palmer is joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Hey, James, let's drill down a little bit on the C.J. Stroud part of this. You mentioned Mike Sando's QB tiers article that we talked about earlier in the show. C.J.'s tied for ninth on there. Tied for ninth with the reigning defending Super Bowl MVP, which they're probably in Philly. I know you've got some Philly history as well. They're probably feeling a certain kind of way about that in Philly, I would imagine. But as far as C.J. goes, do you think that ranking is fair? And among the criticisms, I guess, of CJ in year two, which ones do you think are valid, and maybe which one do you think is the most unfair?
Well, I think his spot is accurate. I think he's a top 10 quarterback in this league. And I think the rookie season was so outstanding that, you know, everybody calls it a sophomore slump that comes out there when any guy doesn't live up to the rookie season. We'll see what Jane Daniels does, because his is even, you know, in terms of, you know, popularity and talk, I would say is maybe overshadowed CJ's a little bit if you compare the two. But I just don't think there wasn't an evolution. And I think that's kind of the one thing that I've been kind of told, asking around about it, is that, you know, he wanted to grow. He wanted to have more on his plate mentally. He wanted to have more say at the line. He wanted to have more options and more, you know, and they did that stuff at Ohio State, honestly. Again, national champions. But he was able to kind of do some of these things at Ohio State that they didn't do before he got there. And they did it because of him. So I think he's going to have more command of an offense moving forward. And I think that's something that he wanted. I think some of the criticisms that you mentioned, it's like sometimes holding on to the ball a little bit. I think he wants to make plays. I think finding that balance is something that we've seen a lot of these guys try to make, right? I think Josh Allen has been finding that balance, and it took him a minute to do it. I think Mahomes is finding that balance, you know, about holding on to the ball and making good decisions with it. But, like, the arm mechanics are outstanding. Like, he's a better athlete than people thought. And so, like, this guy has everything to be a top 10 quarterback. And if he's already at 9, I think it's a pretty, you know, considering the way some people picked apart his sophomore season, I think it's actually a pretty good ranking.
You know, it's funny when you mentioned that it seems like the Texans are flying under the radar. I got a text from Greg Rosenthal yesterday from the NFL Network. Basically saying, like, hey, so what's going on with the Texans? Like, nobody's really saying much about them at all. I feel like because of CJ Stroud and the fact that most people are pretty bullish on him, it just feels like in the national media, people have almost just kind of set him off to the side, and they're waiting for one more year to really want to say anything conclusive about his trajectory right now. Is that about the feel that you get?
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. And I don't, you know, the first thing that I was thinking, I was like, you know, he just plays the position pretty well, and he plays it kind of quietly a lot of times. He makes big throws. He makes a lot of really good decisions. He moves the football up and down the field. Like, I'm not sure what people are looking for to pay attention more, but I think it's a recency bias, I think. I mean, like, that's how the Jaden Daniels thing's going. I mean, like, Shedeur Sanders blew up the world beating down on some twos and threes in a preseason game. And I think that's kind of where a lot of the attention goes. And I think there should be more attention. And the other part is, like, you got hold-ins all over the league, right? I mean, you got Micah Parsons, who Jerry's finding a way that he's talked about every single day, the circus that's going on there. And then, you know, Trey Hendrickson and James Cook's back on the field, and then he's not on the field. And, like, CJ just kind of goes about his business. Like, if you talk to anybody about how he worked in the offseason, like, he was back in there immediately and working on getting 1% better every day. I know these are kind of cliches, but that's kind of the way he operates. And I think maybe the attention comes after this year. He goes out and balls. He got a lot of new weapons. I mean, Steve and I on our show felt like the world of Higgins. And so, like, I think if you start to see this offense really go out there and put some points on the board and play the way, maybe matching the way this defense plays, I think that's the one group that maybe is getting the attention in Houston, that this is going to be one of the best defenses in football. I think then people will start noticing and remembering maybe the way that rookie season was.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, you just brought up something interesting, James. We're talking to James Palmer, NFL insider here on Sports Radio 610. You brought up Micah Parsons, Trey Hendrickson, James Cook. I'll throw Terry McLaurin in there as well, a guy who's in a contract dispute. Of those,
another Buckeye, no big deal.
Yeah, yeah. of those four, which one do you think has the best chance of ending in an outcome that is not a long-term contract with the team they're on right now? Like the most, like anything dramatic, that either they either get traded or they walk in free agency eventually. Like, which one is the most acrimonious or just kind of sideways to where it ends in something other than a long-term deal with their existing team?
I'd probably say Trey Hendrickson. I honestly, truly believe that this Micah Parsons thing is for show. Like, I mean, Jerry just had a Netflix premiere last night for the 90s Cowboys or whatever, like the last time this team's been relevant for performance on the field. Like, and so this has happened with each guy over the years. We're still talking about Micah, and every show is leading with the Cowboys, yet, you know, they didn't make the playoffs and they hired an internal head coach in Brian Schottenheimer. No shot to Shoddy, but like, there's not a lot of flash there. But we're still talking about him all the time. I really think this is the way Jerry does business, because there's a track record that he does. I think Terry will not take like a one-year sweetener deal. I do think they understand how important he is to that offense. How, you know, I made the comparison that like his importance to Jaden Daniels in year two could be compared to the way things got stagnant in Houston in year two for CJ. Like, the offense didn't evolve. Well, if you want your offense to evolve, you're going to need your number one weapon back in camp. And so I think they do come to a conclusion, even though their numbers have been far apart for a while. And Trey, the reason, you know, and James Cook's back on the field, and I think they're pretty close to numbers, to my understanding. So with Trey, that's the one where you have a guy in a tremendous golf attire out there during OTAs, doing a press conference on the field about why he doesn't want to be there. He's in Cincinnati for the start of camp, and then, you know, post pictures about driving down to Jacksonville when the numbers aren't there. It's been the one that's been the hardest to predict, and it's because he's asking the Bengals to change their precedent. And he has every right to ask what he's asking, because my understanding, the AVP is kind of up there with Hunter and with Max and maybe even above them, but they won't guarantee him what they guaranteed in terms of money with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Mm. Now, they didn't do that for T. Higgins, but they did it for Chase and Burrow, and they're at the tops of their position. Well, if they're willing to pay Trey Hendrickson at the top of his position, why wouldn't you give him the same equal guarantees? And that's been the sticking point there. And this one's just been the one that's the most all over the place. So I think that's the one that's probably been the most unpredictable.
Speaking with James Palmer, you can follow him on X at James Palmer TV. He's a co-host on Scoop City, the Scoop City podcast on The Athletic as well. The 89 podcast with Steve Smith is very, very good. I love watching that with you and him. But we were talking about the Browns earlier, James, and Sean's in a predicament because he likes to hate listen to Browns, to Cleveland sports radio. And yet he's also, he's kind of come around to being in a huge reversal. He thinks he might be in Shedeur Sanders' corner right now.
It's big.
Ooh. But the big dynamic is still, for me, all right, why is Dillon Gabriel ahead of Shedeur Sanders on the depth chart? And what's the potential for huge controversy there in Cleveland, given that as of right now, or at least before that preseason game, the Browns had Shedeur as their fourth best quarterback right now?
Yeah, well, he's been behind. And I mean, I went to it wasn't a pro day, guys. It wasn't a pro day. I went to the showcase in Boulder.
Right.
Throw up there, and Steve and I went together, actually, and saw Travis Hunter and some. He brought on Jimmy Horn Jr., by the way. He was outstanding in that showcase. He's with the Panthers when you guys have your joint practice. Mm-hmm. He can really move light, but he can really move. But anyway, they knew in terms of the operation of an NFL offense, all of these things, Shedeur was kind of behind. Things were kind of set up for him to succeed in CU to make sure. And listen, you do that for your quarterback, but Gabriel, with all the snaps he had in college and the different offense he's been in, he just understood the operation more. They really truly believe Dillon can play meaningful snaps this season. Like, he's prepared to have that happen at some point. And a lot of the, you know, we can sift through. I think it's been done enough, the draft process with Shador. But some of the stuff was definitely very real in terms of him having some work to do. Now, he's put in the work, to my understanding, and he's obviously the type of guy that when the lights come on, he's Deion's son. He plays his best, and he shows, you know, that he can make some throws. There were definitely NFL throws in there. But I would be trying to say how I say this. The Browns are not as high as the general public right now on what happened after that preseason game and what has happened through camp. I would put it that way. I wouldn't say they're down on him. They think he's developing the way a rookie quarterback should hopefully develop. But I think Joe still probably starts the season. But I think they understand that they put themselves in a very Browns way, Sean, in this predicament with four quarterbacks and multiple first-round picks in 2026 when there's going to be a bunch of quarterbacks. So it's fascinating to watch because they do have to figure out between Dylan Gabriel and Shador if they have a starter, have some in the future, because they might want to make a run on one in 2026. I think the Saints have gone about it in a better way. They may win four or five games this year, but at least they'll know if Tyler Shuck's the guy or not, and then they'll be right at the top of the draft to reset and get one of these guys. Maybe it's Arch Manning going back to Grandpa's zone down there in New Orleans. But so I just think it's so much that Kevin Stefanski has to sift through. I would just say they're much more realistic on Shador than probably the national perception.
And then there's Deshaun posting pictures from inside the Browns facility yesterday on his stories. Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah, he's still there.
He's still there, too. Yeah, it's just it's crazy.
Still there.
It's crazy.
He's on a yacht, Peloton on a yacht the other day.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, he's a travel influencer. He's not a quarterback. He's a travel influencer.
See that. Oh,
oh, it's the best. It's the
it was
best.
Like a drone shot. I think his wife now, I believe, was laying on a lounge chair next to him. He was on like a Peloton on a yacht, and then the drone like flew away while he was working
okay,
out.
See, what was the hashtag?
Well, I'll go look it up during the break. See, this is where I'm a little surprised when you, James, you said his wife, I believe, because if you follow Deshaun on Instagram, he tweeted out pictures from his wedding for the next 2 weeks afterwards because it probably cost $5 million. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wouldn't stop sending out pictures of his wedding. I'm like, all right, we got it. You're married. I understand.
Well, yeah, but he's also married to an influencer.
When I was in Japan, I might have missed the time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. James Palmer, Scoop City Podcast, 89 Podcast, insider for Bleacher Report, and our dear, dear friend as well. James, when are you coming down to Houston? Do you have your schedule for the you know, traveling during the season or anything yet, or is it still a work in progress?
I don't yet, but I was on the phone with Steve yesterday actually, and he was trying to get me to come down because he'll be down for the joint practice. So keep an eye for Steve Smith on the sideline. He'll be down for the joint practice and calling the game for Panthers TV, and so he'll be down there for a few days. He wanted me to come down and play a little golf with him. That's his big thing. I think he's pretty good. I'm not sure, but. Okay. I can see him getting very angry at the ball.
well, yeah. Steve Smith.
Don't go well. But keep an eye for Smitty out there and ask him about, if you can, about he really, really likes Jaden Higgins a lot.
Okay.
When we went through our process, I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, see if you can pick Smitty's brain while he's down there. But he tried to get me to come down, but I don't think it's happened.
All right. I'm going to name drop you when I walk up to him. Is that okay?
Oh, do it. 100%. Okay.
Awesome.
My guy.
Awesome. All right. James Palmer joining us here on Sports Radio 610. James, great to catch up. Congrats again on the addition of you to the Scoop City podcast, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Oh, appreciate it, guys. You're the best. Love you.
Yep, love you too, man. Appreciate you. That's James Palmer joining us here on the show. All right, we went a little over, but that was worth it to catch up with James Palmer. When we come back, we'll circle back to the Astros. Carlos Correa, the biggest reason he is excited to be back with the Houston Astros is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.